babe. You're just gonna sit there in that chair like a sad little puppy. I don't know what you're so sad about. You're the one that skipped going to Pride with me. Again. I'm so fucking mad at you. But you know what? I don't even have to care right now because I brought home the cutest boy from the parade. And he's right here on the couch with me. Look at us. Matching outfits and everything. We're basically twins. These sheer black stockings sliding up our thighs. The leather body harnesses crisscrossing our chests. Straps framing everything just right. Although I will say, I like his banana hammock. Don't you, babe? We look like we belong on a float together, don't we? While my lame boyfriend stayed at home in his cuck chair, jerking his tiny dick all alone. Babe? Babe, shh. Don't even speak. You can just sit there quietly and watch. I'm talking to my new friend right now. You're not even in the room, as far as I'm concerned. Come here, cutie. Not a peep from you. You don't want to piss me off even more now, do you? Didn't think so. Oh, your cock is getting hard. Let me pull this out. Oh my god. Look at this gorgeous cock. I had a feeling it was going to be pretty. I could see the outline in the banana hammock. It's already so thick and heavy in my hand. And you're already pulsing for me. Fuck, it is so much bigger than my boyfriend's. His is just like a sad little button that hides when it gets cold. But this one? Oh, I need both hands just to stroke it properly. It's so veiny and warm. It's making my mouth water. And I bet my boyfriend's pathetic little prick is just leaking in his pants right now. From seeing how inferior he is. But he doesn't get to touch anything tonight. Not unless he earns it. I really need to taste this cock. Oh my god, you taste so fucking good. Salty and sweet at the same time. It's gonna lick and suck and stroke you nice and slowly while I talk about how useless my boyfriend is. He's so gullible. Last month, I said I was at a work happy hour. But really, I was bent over in some hot guy's car, letting him stretch out my throat because his cock was actually worth my time. And then when I got home, he kissed me and he never even noticed I tasted like cum. Crazy, I know, right? And last weekend, I told him I was shopping with the girls. But really, I was in a hotel room getting fucked senseless By two hot bi boys who actually know how to party. I'm sick of not having fun. He holds me back so much. But I know he loves me. And he'll do anything for me. Like, watch me suck the tip of this cock while I jerk it off. Oh, this cock is certainly too big for my little mouth. Oh, God, he is such a cock. Fuck. Oh, you hit the back of my throat so easy. Oh, fuck, that's a jaw workout. But my boyfriend's tiny dick just slips right in and I'm done in 30 seconds. Oh, fuck, this cock makes me gag like a slut. I know my boyfriend wishes he could do that to me. Don't you? But you can't, huh? Oh, you never could. But you know what, babe? I know you want to impress me. I know you want to make up for not coming to Pride with me again. I can see that desperate look in your eyes. You would do anything to make me happy again, wouldn't you? Anything? Like, suck a stranger's cock right in front of me? That's how badly you want my approval, isn't it? How badly you need me to stop being mad at you for being such a lame, party-hating boyfriend? So here's your chance. Crawl over here right now. Get on your knees between his legs and be a good boy who wants to impress his girlfriend. Oh, wow. Did you see that? He moved so fast. Pathetic and eager. I fucking love that. Are you ready to show my new friend how far you'll go to make me smile? Good boy. Start by kissing the tip. Be nice and respectful. Kiss it again. Again, and make a big, loud mwah. There we go, good boy. Now stick out that tongue and lick all the way up that thick shaft. Don't be scared. Use your tongue like I was. Swirl it around the head. Just like that. Wow, you're doing so good. I'm not bi, I'm straight. Okay, sure, babe. I know you're nervous, but you're still doing it. You're doing it because you want to impress me so fucking bad. You keep licking and kissing, bitch. That's right. You would go as far as sucking a stranger's dick in our living room if it means I'll forgive you for ditching Pride. Take it deeper now. Suck on it, babe. Can you feel how much thicker he is than you? Take it farther. Gag on it like I did. Ugh, your little dick could never stretch my lips like that. Come on, baby, bob your head. I know you can do better than that. I need you to really get into it if you're gonna make me happy. Make it nice and sloppy. I want to hear all those wet sounds. I want to see tears rolling down your cheeks. Suck that fucking cock and make him moan. Yeah. Grab the base and suck the tip like you mean it. Suck it real hard and make that popping sound. That's my good boy. Look at you. My straight boyfriend actually sucking a cock for me. Why is this so fucking hot? Oh my god, I need to touch my pussy while I watch you do this. Keep going. It turns me on so much when you want to impress me. And it's adorable how hard you're trying. You're finally getting into it. Oh, fuck. Oh yeah, keep going, babe. Take him deeper. Keep gagging on that cock. Just relax your throat and push forward. You can do it, babe. Oh yeah, there we go. That's better, isn't it? When you just let it happen. When you open up for it. Yeah, take it as deep as you can. Oh my god. Oh yeah, let him grab the back of your head. That's so fucking hot. I can't even tell you how many times I've fantasized about this. You look so fucking hot with a cock in your mouth, and I am so turned on just fingering my pussy while you suck that. Oh my god, good boy. Yeah, you're a good boy. I keep bobbing your head. You're doing this all for me, aren't you? Because you would do anything to make your angry girlfriend happy again. Even let a bye boy from Pride fuck your face while I rub my pussy and watch. Aren't our matching harnesses and stockings so fucking cute? Oh my god, he's getting close. I can tell by the way his hips are twitching. Speed up, babe. Suck harder. Use that tongue. You really want to impress me? You do? Well, then make him come down your fucking throat. Oh, don't fucking back out now, you little pussy. Come on. I want you to swallow every drop like the proud little cuck that you are. Yeah, keep sucking. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet watching you just degrade yourself for me. That's so hot. Oh, come on. Come on, baby. Harder. Suck the cum out of his fucking cock. You can do it. You can do it. Take him all the way. Nose against his body and hold it right there. He's gonna come. Fuck, look at that. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, he's pulsing in you. Oh, my God. Keep sucking. Swallow. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, the cum spilling down your fucking chin. Oh, look, you swallowing for me. Show me how fucking dedicated you are to impressing your hot girlfriend. Lick it. Lick it all, babe. Oh my god. You fucking did it. You actually sucked a stranger's cock and swallowed all of it just to make me happy. Oh, fuck. I am so proud of you. My cute little straight boy just went by for me for Pride Month. I loved it. But we're not done. From now on, things are changing around here. I'm done hiding my fun. I'm gonna bring home whoever I want. Cute bye boys, hot girls, anyone who catches my eye at the parade or the club. And you're gonna watch, or you're gonna help. And at the end, you're gonna thank them for fucking me better than you ever could. Because you're my official cuck now, and you're gonna love every second of it. Oh, and since you want to impress me so badly, babe, I've got a special present for my eager little tryhard. This pretty pink chastity cage is going right on that tiny dick of yours. whenever it's not being used. I'm gonna wear this key on a little chain right between my tits so you can stare at it every single day and remember exactly who owns you. Now, say thank you to my new friend. And tell him you loved sucking his cock and you can't wait to do it again. Told you he was a good boy. Welcome to your new life, babe. We're never going back. Happy Pride, my pathetic, locked-up boyfriend. I might even let you out of the cage one day. That is, if you keep impressing me.